W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Media app.
Find out what's going on in the world, the state,
and in your own backyard.
This is a Civic Media Network News Update.
Good morning. It's 8 a.m. I'm Luke Mathers, and here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Control of the Wisconsin Supreme Court flips today for the first time in 15 years. Terry Bell reports.
Janet Protasiewicz is sworn in late this afternoon, and after that happens, the High Court will have a 4-3 liberal majority, the first time progressives will be in control since 2008. Historically, Supreme Court candidates declined to take positions, but Protasiewicz made her left-of-center views the centerpiece of her campaign. The race she won in April was the most expensive state Supreme Court campaign in American history, due in no small part to the important cases expected to come before the court in the months to come. They likely include abortion, gerrymandering, and voting rules for next year's presidential election. Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
A new effort to increase confidence in elections is underway. The group Keep Our Republic organized in Wisconsin this spring. It held its first seminar for local leaders last night in Chippewa Falls. Director Kathy Bernier.
Our community engagement programs begin to tell the truth about our elections to the people like you, and then you can help spread the truth.
Bernier says Wisconsin has safe, fair, and accurate elections. A Democratic congressman says Republicans are setting the federal government up for a shutdown this fall. Mark Pocan points to inaction on the House Appropriations Committee as proof.
If they can't even pass the bills they're putting out with their members, it's going to very likely be a shutdown because they're okay with that. And no one should accept that as another day in Washington.
Pocan was on Upfront on WISN-TV Sunday. Wisconsin has the largest and longest-running high school apprenticeship program in the country. The Urban Institute says it's a model for others. Mike Moen has more.
The Institute's Robert Lerman helped compile the findings. It says the Badger State's approach really gets to the heart of blending academics with on-the-job training.
They have part of the day or part of the week. They're at their workplace. But the whole point is that the workplace is a learning center for them.
The Institute says another highlight of Wisconsin's program is that it has statewide curricula and skill standards, meaning an apprentice's credentials can be portable. Researchers say a weak spot is limitations for youth to move on to registered apprentice systems that offer extended training. I'm Mike Moen.
A lawsuit challenging the city of Milwaukee's ability to promote civic engagement has been thrown out. Last fall, a Milwaukee voter and the Republican Party of Wisconsin sued the city over its Milwaukee Votes 2022 Get Out the Vote effort. A Milwaukee County judge dismissed the lawsuit yesterday. The judge wrote, the civic engagement efforts did not cause harm to the plaintiffs, but rather were a part of democracy. And that's what Wisconsin needs to know. I'm Luke Mathers, and this is Civic Media News.
For WFHR and WIRI, I'm Brittany Merlot. Here's what you need to know in central Wisconsin. A two-vehicle crash in Adams County led to five people suffering injuries and one person airlifted on Friday night. Just before 6 p.m., police responded to the accident on Adams County Highway Z and Animal Lane in the town of Rome. Four people were taken to the hospital by ambulance and the other by a LifeLink helicopter. The crash remains under investigation by the town of Rome Police Department. And the Adams County Sheriff's Office is hosting their National Night Out tomorrow from 5 to 8 in the Adams County Fairgrounds. The first 50 kids to stop by the Sheriff's Office booth will get a pair of sunglasses. They will also have coloring books, pencils, and informational items, too. Don't miss the drone demonstration at 6 p.m. Then K-9 Tekla and K-9 Lana will be showing their skills at 6:30, with a LifeLink helicopter landing at 7 p.m. I'm Brittany Merlot, Civic Media News.
The Brewers lose in D.C. Good afternoon, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Last night at Nationals Park in Washington, D.C., it looked like the Brewers had a win over the Nationals.
And now here comes Weimer, who's hit it hard twice, but has nothing to show for that. He's 0 for 2.
Hit in the air into center field, and that ball is crushed. Call going back, turns around. Watch this, baby. Goodbye. Brewers take the lead.
Joey Weimer smashes one into the seats in right center field to make it 3-2 Milwaukee in the seventh.
Highlight Bally Sports Wisconsin. The Nationals came back to score three more runs and get the win 5-3 over Milwaukee. The Brewers have now lost four in a row. Corbin Burns has had six quality starts in the past month. Win or lose, it seems like the Brewers are in tight ball games every night.
Yeah, I think that there's signs of us, you know, playing some good baseball. We scored a lot of runs in Atlanta. Scored a couple runs today, so it's definitely there. We just haven't, you know, pitched the ball the best.
The Crew made a trade with the Mets last night, picking up outfielder Mark Canna, batting 245, six home runs, 29 runs batted in exchange for pitcher Justin Jarvis. Canna joins the team tonight. Craig Counsell.
Probably going to play a lot of right field, and that's going to move Sal to some center field. So, you know, we'll have to kind of mix and match with the outfielders. We got the DH spot, obviously, that's going to be in play, too. And there'll be some, you know, whether it's Christian or Mark with some DH at bats, it opens that up, too.
NFL, the Packers had their first practice in pads. The play of the day was a 45-yard bomb from quarterback Jordan Love to wide receiver Christian Watson. Peyton Manning arrived to talk to the players. What was it like to be with the former Colts and Broncos Hall of Famer, Jair Alexander?
Peyton Manning?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it feels good because, you know, we beat Peyton Manning in the Pro Bowl. You know, got a little advance. You know, got a little advance off that. So it was always good to see Peyton.
You're the king of good trash talk, though. Did you say anything to him today?
I just take the ball from his son every time I see him. Punch it out or something. He starts smiling. That's all.
That's Packers defensive back Jair Alexander. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day, and we hope you're feeling good. Seth and James here with you. Happy Tuesday, everybody.
Yeah.
Let's go ahead and have some fun with our good friends at the Weather Eye Weather Center. Good morning over there.
Good morning. Happy August as well.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
August,
right. Yeah.
Michael. How you doing?
I'm doing just great.
Good to hear. Michael, not looking like too bad of temperatures today and throughout the week this week, and maybe a little bit hotter coming up. What has Mother Nature got in store?
Yeah, trending a little bit warmer and more humid over the next few days, but still pretty comfortable out there for today, at least just a few degrees above what we managed yesterday. I think we'll be close to the middle 80s for high temperatures by this afternoon, with sunny to partly cloudy skies expected for today, along with some light south-to-southwest winds. Still looking quiet as well for tonight, partly cloudy, overnight lows dropping back into the lower 60s, and Wednesday still pretty close to those mid-80s for high temperatures with a decent amount of sunshine as well for tomorrow. There's a very slight chance for some showers and storms then Wednesday night into early in the day on Thursday. Still looking like the northern portions of Wisconsin have the better chance for some rain during that time frame, as most of that activity looks to be on a weakening trend as it gets close to our neck of the woods, but we'll keep at least a slight chance for some rain in the forecast. Thursday, quite warm and humid with high temperatures reaching into the upper 80s, and then we'll ease back to a high of 83 degrees there for your Friday with a dry day to end your work week. Your upcoming weekend, though, will feature some on and off shower chances. Not expecting a complete washout on Saturday, just a slight chance for some showers there with a high back to 82. Bit better of a chance, though, for some showers and storms than on Sunday as a slow-moving low-pressure system starts to work in from the west with highs once again in the lower 80s and still pretty close to average even into your Monday, highs right around 81 degrees. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Michael Carroll.
Always appreciate the updates, Michael. Thank you. We'll talk again tomorrow.
Yep. Have a good one.
Best in the business, our friends at the Weather Eye Weather Center. Always appreciate talking to them.
Absolutely.
We are here to have some fun this morning and to talk with you, 424-2600. Feel free to call up and join the conversation. A little bit later, we're going to get into, in just a little bit, Seth, you and I are going to get into four things to look forward to in August.
All right.
So
that's always fun.
We're going to kick off our show. I love that.
Yeah.
Just kick off the beginning of a month. I love doing that. We've got the idea of the perfect sandwich for you. It involves ham, cheese, and something else that may throw you.
The perfect anything.
Yeah.
I have my doubts.
Yeah. We'll talk about that. We've got the five states where people are most comfortable being naked. We'll have some fun with a bunch of these. We got some more topical stuff, too, that we will be getting into.
Yeah.
And we're kicking off the 9 o'clock hour in a fun way. We've got Richard Larson and Craig Smits joining us from St. Philip's Church Picnic.
Yes.
They have their 102nd church picnic coming up in Brewdoff.
That's right. On Sunday.
Yeah, 102nd, man.
102nd. That's a one heck of a picnic. I just love that. It's at the world-famous Grotto Shrine and Wonder Cave up there in Rudolph. It starts out with Mass at 10 o'clock, and then all activities are on those grounds. They've got a old-time brass band coming from 12 to 4 with a covered dance floor. Get your polka shoes on, everybody.
Yeah, yeah.
They've got children's games, bingos, lots of great raffles going on, refreshments. It's going to be a fun time, and we get to find out more about it today.
It's going to be a good time. We'll kick off the 9 o'clock hour with that. We'll have a little entertainment news, some good stories, that ain't right stories, and plenty more coming up for you. Right now, and we'll get into some rafter news, too, as well. Nice night for the rafters.
Yeah. Nice little sweep of the doubleheader there. Yeah.
It's not as long of a night when you win two.
When you
in
win
a row.
Two.
Yeah,
yep.
Yeah. So for now, let's dive into things to look forward to in August. And there is a big one right there locally, the wrap up of the Northwoods League season.
Oof. It's going to be exciting, especially for Rafters fans, because it's going to be one heck of an end to the season here.
Randy and I were talking about this on Playmakers yesterday with the you guys out there. If you're a Rafter fan, obviously you'd like the team to be just, you know, already have the playoffs locked up.
Mm-hmm.
But if you like excitement, if you like baseball, it's all in front of you right here. The last couple of weeks of August, all the teams that the Rafters have to beat to get into the playoffs, they are playing.
Which doesn't happen very often.
No.
How it lines up like that.
It's perfect. So that's going to be an exciting thing locally around here to see that going forward. On TV, the third and final season of Physical hits Apple Plus. Season two of Winning Time, The Rise of the Lakers Dynasty hits HBO this Sunday. I'm very curious about that.
Yeah.
Season three, and I believe, yes, the final season, Only Murders in the Building, one of my favorite shows of all time, premieres August 8th. This season, they have not only Paul Rudd on as a guest star, but Meryl Streep.
Wow.
It's not enough to have Steve Martin and Martin Short and the great Selena Gomez, but now you're just going to throw in maybe the greatest actress in the world.
Yeah, why not?
The greatest actor in the world, arguably. The
period, like, you know, exactly, yeah.
There's a short list, and she is on it. And she looks like she's having a lot of fun in the clips,
I'm
too,
glad
from
to hear
what I've
that.
Seen.
Glad to hear that.
The final season of Billions lands on the 13th in the latest Star Wars spinoff, Star Wars Ahsoka.
I get it.
Because I mispronounce it, now you're going to mispronounce
it. I gotta remember it.
Yeah.
Ahsoka.
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 Thank you. That premieres on Disney Plus August 23rd. Disney is begging for that to do well.
Yeah. I think it will. She's a very popular character, and I know people want to see what's the storyline is going to be pretty big, but you're right. It's kind of a hint. On where Star Wars is going. So, yeah.
Well, Rosario Dawson's a big name, so I think that brings a lot to the table. And I know, not because I saw them, but because I've heard from so many other people, that the Clone Wars were so big, and they made that character of hers so
big. Exactly.
And they apparently... A lot of the actors on the show have said, you should watch the Clone Wars before this. Or if you watch the Clone Wars, you're going to get it more.
It'd help make more sense of what's going on, yeah.
So they've got that tie-in. But Disney, their streaming service right now, for the first time since they have opened this up, have been taking hits. They have not been doing well. These big movies that Marvel released that they were expecting when they came to streaming would do so well, they didn't do that great in the box office, and not that many people are streaming them.
Right, exactly.
The latest TV show, The Secret Invasion, is rated as the lowest of all the shows they have done and everything they have done. And it's such a what have you done for me lately business.
It sure is, yeah.
So it'll be very between Star Wars and the Marvel Universe, Marvel's got a hit on Loki. Loki's got to hit in October.
Yep.
Otherwise, the whole next 10 years that they have lined up could be very different than what they have been saying.
Yep, exactly.
And very similar with Star Wars, where they haven't had the hits. They haven't taken the losses that Marvel has. But it's one of those situations where we're putting a lot of money into this. They're cutting corners everywhere they can. You know, some of these Star Wars projects that they had written might not get made.
Yeah. Yeah. So
depending on how well this
And the strike and everything. I mean, who knows what's going to happen with all that, too.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's
all up in the air.
In theaters, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Mutant Mayhem opens tomorrow. I had no idea that was coming out. I did not see that.
It's animated, and I believe Seth Rogen has something to do with it.
Okay.
He's one of the producers, I believe, and on it. So
Meg 2, The Trench, arrives Friday. Strays with Will Ferrell and Jamie Foxx as Disgruntled Dogs hits theaters on the 18th. It seemed like more of an adult comedy with humans talking as animals, that kind of thing. And so does the new DC comic movie Blue Beetle, and Gran Turismo opens on the 25th. Blue Beetle is one of those ones where DC is kind of just, hey, whatever we get, we get.
Yeah, you know, basically.
They've kind of given up on this set of movies.
They got to show them, of course. They got to get it out there because to make back what they can. But you're right. I think they're putting all their money and all their hopes on the James Gunn era of DC. Yeah.
And Gran Turismo, based on the video game,
true story too. Apparently,
And you got some nice actors in that one too.
They did.
Orlando Bloom,
David Harbour's in it.
David Harbour, David Harbour looking a little like more fit, a little more thinner too. I thought that was.
I don't like that. I like my big David Harbour. Yeah, you know, my beefy guy.
Yeah,
you know?
I hear you. And in sports, the NFL preseason starts on Thursday.
Oh my gosh.
On Thursday.
Oh.
The ball.
I'm rolling my eyes for the audience right now.
Jetson Browns on NBC. Then everyone else gets started next week. And if you're a tennis fan, the U.S. Open starts on August 28th.
One of the big ones.
Yeah, I do like the U.S. Open. I am a sucker for that. That and Wimbledon I usually catch. Mm-hmm. But football. I love football. I'm one of the few people that actually likes preseason football a little bit because that's when you get to see a lot of the college players. They probably may not make an NFL roster.
That's true.
Or if they do, you might not see them again for the rest of the season. I kind of enjoy it.
On the practice squad, yeah.
Because I love football. And finally, the holidays. This Thursday is National Grab Some Nuts Day. Hey, wait a minute. Whoa. Did I just get fired? I can't say that on the... Oh, all right.
Sexual harassment.
Sorry, everybody. Peanuts.
Oh, okay.
Grab, okay. You know, that's what they're... All right. Friday is International Beer Day.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Beer nuts. They go well together.
Yeah. The 11th is Hip Hop Day. Not bad.
Okay. All right.
Oh, I like this. The 11th is Hip Hop Day. The 12th is Vinyl Record Day.
Nice. That. Get some old classic vinyl hip hop.
The Left-Handers Day. My fellow Left-Handers rejoice on the 13th. It is Left-Handers Day.
Nice.
On the 16th is National Rum Day. And August 20th is a very, very important one, National Radio Day.
Oh, yeah.
That's a pretty good one.
We'll celebrate that big.
I like that.
Yeah.
We also wanted to make sure to mention this, especially as we're getting ready for Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club. We got a special anniversary coming up.
We do?
Yeah, we got a bunch of... Of course, we got local birthdays and anniversaries that are always special there. But we got another one we'll have to touch on coming up after the break here on the morning show at WFHR Locally Grown Radio.
Locally Grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Civic Media isn't just another broadcast company.
We're your neighbors. We bleed green and gold.
And we love nothing more than to help fellow Wisconsinites succeed.
Whether your business wants to advertise to your local community or the entire state, Civic Media can help. Find out more at civicmedia.us.
Here's your forecast from Locally Grown Radio, WFHR. A mix of clouds and sun today, with daytime highs approaching 84. Winds out of the south, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, lows around 61. Partly cloudy. Tomorrow, highs around 85. Upper 80s, Thursday, with a chance for scattered storms. Low 80s, a mix of clouds and sun, Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 56.
Tell me I may always dance the end.
With you.
It is time for Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club. What we're about to do is do some celebrating. We encourage you to sit back and enjoy this, or head on over to Misty's. They're open right now till 2, open 6 to 2, 7 days a week at 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. When you get there, thank the gang for us. Wish them a great day from all of us at WFHR. Get us your birthdays and anniversaries. Send them to info@WFHR.com or james.maloff@civicmedia.us. Any of our staff you can send them to, and direct message us on Facebook as well. Just type in your search bar, WFHR, like the page, and DM us.
Mm-hmm.
Or call up. You got until about 8:30 to call in 424-2600 with your birthdays and anniversaries.
Any extra birthdays, we'll take them.
We will take them in there. Seth, who was that voice?
What's that?
Who was that voice?
I don't remember.
Okay, all right. Because I know it.
Yeah.
I'll hear it. I'll hear the name and I'll be like, oh, dumb. Yeah. I know that one.
I put it in there and then I totally forgot.
Right on. Hey, I appreciate the honesty. I appreciate it. We want to get to our local list for today, but we can't do that just yet because we have to announce the winner for August.
Yes. Oh, I'm so happy I get to do this.
We had 30 possible qualifiers for the month of August. A big shout out and thank you to everyone that was a part of this. Thank you so much, everybody. I really do enjoy doing this with you all, and we have so much fun with it. So let's go ahead and get to the celebrating. Seth, I need a number 1 through 30.
9.
That gives us Doug and Barb Kasten.
Oh, congratulations, you two. Doug, excellent. Yes. All right.
Hey, Doug and Barb Kasten celebrated their anniversary on the 18th.
Nice.
We're wishing them a great anniversary
again. Yes.
And congratulations, you two.
They won free Misty's Menu food. I can't think of anything better.
Yeah, not much better than that.
Yep.
We appreciate that. We appreciate everybody getting us these birthdays and anniversaries. Keep them coming, everybody.
Yes,
indeed. We want to celebrate with you and make sure that you maybe win some free Misty's.
Yeah, that's right.
Diving into our local list here. First up on the list, want to wish a very happy birthday to Pam's sister-in-law, Mary Kazuba.
Oh, Mary, happy birthday.
Have a great day, Mary. Hope it's a good one for you. We also want to wish a very happy birthday to Judy Paul, Randy's wife.
Oh, happy birthday, Judy.
Enjoy your day, Judy. I don't know how you do it, Judy. No.
Randy probably doesn't know either.
Yeah, you're right. Randy's one of the greater people you will ever meet. Yes. I have no doubt Judy is just the same.
That's right.
Wishing them a great day. And Judy, enjoy your birthday.
Yep.
And we have to mention this as well. Today marks a year anniversary of us in Civic Media.
That is correct. We went 1 year ago today. We went on the air as Civic Media, as partner Civic Media. So, yep.
I'm always real with you guys.
Mm-hmm.
And this was not something we saw coming.
Mm-mm.
We had plans, good 4 or 5 year kind of stretch plans here with our previous ownership.
Mm-hmm.
And this really threw us.
It did.
And it threw our staff, through our listeners. Our listeners have been through just as much as we have in many ways.
In the last couple of years,
You guys don't know everything that's going on behind the scenes, but we've shared a lot. And you guys have shared plenty with us.
Mm-hmm.
And here we are. A year later, and I believe that we are in the good hands. I believe that we're in a good place.
Good spot.
We're streaming 24/7 now. You can catch us in so many different ways. We are podcasted now. We have expanded our listenership, and our family has grown.
Yep.
I don't think that you and being real about this too with everybody. We're in an industry where you don't have 80-year-old radio stations running around anymore.
Not really.
That we're here, that we're still doing this, that we're broadcasting live right here from where we always have, where WFHR always has, and not technically the right specific spot, but in Rapids.
In Rapids, Wisconsin Rapids. That's right.
That's a win.
It is.
That's a big W. And if you don't see that, you're not looking at it clear enough. A big thank you to Sage and to Civic, and we appreciate the relationship we have with them and everything.
It's very nice.
Let's take a look at some local birthdays. I got two here, and it's going to be our first qualifier of August, Seth. No pressure. Give me a one or a two.
Two.
All right. Gives us our qualifier, so we can get right into this. We want to wish a happy birthday to Kristen Feltz.
Happy birthday, Kristen.
Enjoy, Kristen. Hope it's a good one for you.
Yes, indeed.
And our qualifier, Deanne Collins.
Deanne, happy birthday.
That's a great name.
Yes.
Deanne, we hope it's a good day for you. You are our qualifier for today. You could be just like Doug and Barb.
That's right. You got to wait a month. But it's worth it.
Yeah, it is very worth it. Now, the only thing better than Misty's is free Misty's.
Yeah, exactly.
Taking a look at our celebrity list real quick here. Let's see. Aquaman is 44.
Aquaman is 44.
Jason Momoa is 44.
He's a year younger than me. I just realized that. Wow, okay.
Of course, Aquaman in Justice League, Khal Drogo in Game of Thrones. He was Ronan in Stargate Atlantis. I don't think a lot of people remember that.
I did not know that.
Yeah, the dreadlock guy or whatever.
Oh, wow.
I didn't watch that show that much, but I do remember his face.
That's really cool.
The thing that stands out to me about him is his eyes. His eyes are very recognizable
intense.
To me.
Intense.
Yeah.
It's a very intense look.
I got to say, I watched the most recent Fast and the Furious movie because I love car chases and stuff and explosions.
Of course, yes.
And he played the villain in it. And he was fun. He was easily my favorite part.
Nice.
Easily, by far and away. He is such a fun actor. It doesn't seem like he does any of these roles that he's done, and I've seen almost everything he's done, and does them without putting his whole heart into it.
Yes.
He has been very, very, to the point where it's cost him jobs of the way he feels about the planet and the ocean in particular.
Yes.
The Aquaman thing is not just a bit for him with the character. He has always cared very deeply about the ocean, and playing Aquaman has only given him a more of a platform to be able to talk about those things. Also, one of the funnier memes or images you will see is Jason Momoa walking around with bodyguards. He towers over them.
I was going to say, isn't he bigger than his bodyguards?
Is that a waste of money? Is that or is it like this? Like if a group of people came after you, they're like, okay, you guys first.
Yeah.
let them take you first while I run away. I don't know. I don't know what you do in that situation. I'm not sure. Great actor, though. Mm-hmm. He really shows his chops in the TV show C, where he plays a blind person who it's like human evolution and everybody's blind.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Yeah. And
sci-fi kind of thing. Yeah.
Yeah. He's really good in it.
Mm.
Tempest Bledsoe is 50. Vanessa Huxtable on The Cosby Show.
Oh, gosh.
That's crazy. That didn't. She's older than us.
Yes, I didn't realize. Yeah.
That.
Wow.
I should have realized if I didn't. Sam Mendes is 58. He wrote and directed World War I movie 1917. He made his directorial debut with American Beauty. He also directed Road to Perdition, Jarhead, and Skyfall and Spectre.
He's had a few interesting films under his belt. Yeah,
he's one of the more under talked about directors.
He is, yeah.
That everybody wants.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny. He's not a household name,
no.
But most everybody has fought for him. And he actually went into the James Bond thing when he could have went into DC or Marvel and kind of followed with
interesting.
That.
Interesting. Okay.
Let's see him. Adam Dertz is 59, lead singer of the Counting Crows. Mr. Jones, Round Here, quite a few songs.
Round Here. Actually, I like the Counting Crows. I'm not going to make fun of them. But it's easy to make fun of them.
John Carroll Lynch is 60. I think a lot of people will know him as Twisty the Clown from American Horror Story, but he was Drew Carey's brother on The Drew Carey Show doing comedy. And he's done a little bit more horror recently, but he's been doing all kinds of weird gigs that take him in different genres.
That's right. Because I think he has his brother, Drew's brother, he was a cross-dresser, if I remember correctly, on the show.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right.
But a very versatile character.
Oh, yes.
Really versatile. Mm-hmm. He was scary as all get out with that, as that twisty character, and couldn't be more hilarious as Drew's brother.
Mm-hmm.
He's a very versatile guy.
Very versatile.
I would argue the greatest writer in hip-hop history. I stand on this. Celebrating his 63rd birthday today, Chuck D. Lead rhymer and writer and creator, really, of the band Public Enemy, did so much important music. So much important music. Hip-hop was going a direction, and hip-hop was telling stories, and then it went to kind of like, hey, let's just have fun. Mm-hmm. Let's just have a good time, and that is great. People love that kind of music. I love that kind of music. But the essence of hip-hop comes from telling the story that you don't hear, that you didn't hear back in the day. Now there is much more of that. But there wasn't that brought out. Nobody was talking about the things that Chuck D was rhyming about.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody. Maybe Gil Scott-Heron.
Yep.
That's about
but
it.
But he kind of predates it. Maybe a little KRS-One in there, but,
Yes. The message from the Grandmaster Flash and Furious 5 is certainly
a landmark.
The landmark of it all. But Chuck D did it on every song.
Yeah, he did.
And the rhyming and the lyrics, if I just read some of the lyrics to you, you would think it's just some great poet that wrote them.
Mm-hmm.
That's how great Chuck D is. Still doing it.
Plus, big baseball fan.
Yeah, huge baseball fan. Big baseball guy.
Of all things.
Also, very self-deprecating.
Yes.
This man has done cameos on like Aqua Teen Hunger Force and things like that. He's one of the most serious musicians I've ever seen in my life.
Yes.
But he does all these.
He can take a joke. Yeah.
He really can. Yeah. I guess when you work with Flavor Flav for like 20 years, you know, you lighten up a little bit, maybe.
Exactly.
Joe Elliott is 64, Def Leppard's legendary lead singer. Rock of Ages, Photograph, Love Bites, Pour Some Sugar on Me. Now, Def Leppard, to me, was different than all the other 80s bands. They seem like actual musicians.
Yeah.
I'm not taking anything away from Poison or Motley Crue or
like
anything.
The hair bands, right? The hair metal bands is what you're talking about.
I'll say this too. Motley Crue definitely had some dang talented musicians in there.
Oh, for sure.
And I think very similar with Def Leppard.
Mm-hmm.
Def Leppard was before the hair band.
They
kind of grew into the hair band thing.
Oh, they were actually, I would say, one of the first ones that became considered part of the hair band. But I think you're right. I think they were better than that. They kind of had a middle ground. You know, they had lots of pop hooks in their songs, but they had the hard sound and all that. So, I was never a big fan of them myself, but I can understand and I can appreciate what they were.
I really liked Photograph as a kid. That song. And it was all about Marilyn Monroe, so I thought that was cool. Michael Penn is 65. Sean's musical brother. He's married to Amy Mann. No Myth is still one of my all-time favorite
great
songs.
Great tune.
God, I love that song.
Yeah.
Robert Cray is 70, bluesman extraordinaire. Don't be afraid of the dark.
Oh, Robert Cray is awesome. We have a chance to hear him play.
Yes, yeah. And the Grease Man is 73, radio legend. A lot of people in the industry know who the Grease Man is. 73, though, that's crazy. And then some people no longer with us, like Coolio would have been 60 today, born in 63, passed away just this past year.
That's right.
Jerry Garcia, born in this day in 1942, passed away in 1995, Grateful Dead founder.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many other different things and interesting things about Jerry Garcia.
Mm-hmm.
The great, the wonderful Dom DeLuise, born in this day in 1933, passed away in 2009. God, I love Dom DeLuise. I always, when I was a kid, I used to think that there would be one day be a movie with Dom DeLuise and John Candy and their son. They would have one of them would have a son, mm-hmm. and it would be played by Chris Farley. This was a movie that I had created in my head that had no plot, no script, just three very funny
silliness,
men.
Right? Yeah.
As great of an actor and as funny as Dom DeLuise was, if you don't know who Dom DeLuise is, do yourself a favor and throw into your search engine Dom DeLuise, Burt Reynolds, Johnny Carson, and just watch those interviews and think they used to get away with this.
Yeah, yeah.
They used to be able to do this on network television. Like, I don't care if it was 10 o'clock at night. The man, growing up watching those bits, watching those guys laugh, I don't remember Carson even getting like a question out half the time.
No.
They're just up there laughing at things that Dom would do or something like
exactly.
that.
Exactly.
Burt Reynolds, sneakily, one of the greatest laughs in movie history, easily. And Ziggy cartoonist Tom Wilson, born in this day in 1931, passed away in 2011.
Oh, wow. Oh, Ziggy.
I forgot about Ziggy.
Mm-hmm.
Harold Melville, born in 1819, passed away in 1891. Moby Dick,
quite possibly one of the greatest novelist of the United States.
Oh yeah,
I think you have to put him in there with like Mark Twain.
Yep.
And a couple others, but he's up there. He wrote some of the greatest works ever from America.
Another great writer, Francis Scott Key, born in 1779, passed away in 1843, wrote the Star Spangled Banner.
He wrote a song, right?
Yeah. So he writes the Star Spangled Banner. Do you have to write anything else after that?
Not really.
Is it pretty much like, all right, I'm done and I'm out.
I don't even know if he did anything else in music. He didn't have to because he wrote the Star Spangled Banner.
I know he was a bit of a musician, but yeah, obviously most know the story, hopefully, out there of how he wrote it, and everything.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't necessarily in a writer's moment or in a musician's moment that he's writing.
He was in jail.
Yeah, yeah.
He was in jail when he wrote it. So,
which is genuinely, I think, a beautiful way for the history of our national anthem to have been created.
Yeah.
I think it's not so much that he was in jail, of why he was in jail.
Right, exactly.
And all that, mm-hmm. I think, is very interesting. And that is going to do it for our celebrity list. But again, a very, very happy birthday to Pam's sister-in-law, Mary Kazuba.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to Randy's wife, Judy Paul.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to Kristen Feltz.
Happy birthday to you.
And to our qualifier, Deanne Collins.
Very good. Congratulations and happy birthday.
And a big congrats to our winners of the month of August for free Misties. They won two lunches, two pieces of pie, Bob and Doug and Barb Kasten.
Yes. Congratulations, you two. Have fun and enjoy.
And a happy year anniversary to WFHR and WIRI and to our friends at Civic Media.
Yeah.
We'll take a break and get to Melissa's news. Otherwise, treat yourself. Get on over to Misty's Menu. They're open right now till 2, open 6 to 2, 7 days a week at 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. When you get there, let them know that we need a new microphone and that...
Oops.
And that we appreciate them over at Misty's right here at WFHR.
For WFHR and WIRI, I'm Brittany Merlot. Here's what you need to know in Central Wisconsin. After a T-6 Warbird plane from the EAA Air Venture crashed into Lake Winnebago on Saturday, a vast majority of it has been recovered from the lake. The plane went down around 9 a.m. on the northern edge of Oshkosh's city limits. They recovered the body of 30-year-old Devin Riley and 20-year-old Zach Colimarino. Riley was the daughter of two-time Super Bowl champion Bruce Colley. He posted on his Facebook page writing, "I trust you, my king, all things, to work together for good." A GoFundMe account has been set up for her family's immediate needs. The Coast Guard said the plane was rapidly maneuvering before rapidly descending from about a 3,000-foot altitude. The Coast Guard confirmed seeing an oil slick and debris floating on the water. The majority of the plane was completely submerged. After hearing a big bang on the water, people with boats rushed to attempt a rescue. Witnesses said all they could really see was just a lot of debris floating in the water and aviation fuel, and they were not able to find anybody. The sheriff's office says the scene is no longer active, but they're working with the NTSB investigators to determine if more dives or searches are going to be required. And final preparations are underway for the 155th Wisconsin Valley Fair in Wausau. This comes after the major water main project in Marathon County Park forced roads to be repaved, closing the park down prior. However, the project is complete and it's cleared the way for this week, allowing the final touches to be in place as 23 carnival rides are currently under assembly. Today, multiple food stands and the beer garden get their finishing touches. Two additional rides have also been added to the Midway for this year, and the concert series begins Wednesday night with Rick Springfield, weather permitting. The fair runs through Sunday. And National Night Out in Wisconsin Rapids is today from 5 to 7 at the Crossview Church parking lot. They will have local law enforcement and fire department vehicles on display, as well as community partners set up with activities for the kids. Come out for a fun night and help build up your community with local law enforcement. I'm Brittany Merlot, Civic Media News.
It's that time of year again. The fall sports season is about to kick off, and you'll want the best seat in the house so you can get in on all the action. But when it's time to go, you know, to use the facility, you want the best seat there too. That's why you should call Crockett Septic. Crockett Septic can provide porta-potty rentals for a competitive price and provide reliable service to ensure your porta-potty seat will always be a good one too. Wait a second, what if you stay home to watch the game? You better make sure your throne is ready to go, especially if you have friends coming over. Many area counties right now are sending out reminder cards that it's time to get your septic pumped. So call Crockett Septic and they'll take care of that right away so you'll have the best seat in the house.
Crockett Septic, be there in a jiff. Crockett Septic, no more nasty whiff. Crockett Septic, they won't make you cry. Their bumper trucks smell just like cherry pie.
Yeehaw! I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
Parents, we know we can't protect our kids from everything. Eventually, they're going to bump their heads or scrape their knees. But we can protect them from six types of cancer. HPV, or human papillomavirus, is a common, preventable virus that can cause cancer later in life. The HPV vaccine prevents human papillomavirus and all the cancers it can cause. The American Cancer Society recommends getting your sons and daughters the HPV vaccine starting at age 9 to protect them later in life.
Don't search through the phone book for hours looking for help. Don't waste time being transferred from department to department looking for answers. United Way's 211 is there to connect you to the programs and services you need. For non-emergency information and referral services, simply dial 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Free and confidential information and referral is available throughout Central Wisconsin. Dial 211 and get connected and get answers.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. A mix of clouds and sun today, with daytime highs approaching 84. Winds out of the south, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, lows around 61. Partly cloudy tomorrow, highs around 85. Upper 80s Thursday, with a chance for scattered storms. Low 80s, a mix of clouds and sun Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 56.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR. Got to move away out of the horns.
Yeah.
Got to get out of the way for that. Pum, pum. Man, did he make a good living off soundtracks.
Yeah, he did.
Welcome back, everybody. Seth and James here with you. And the heat is on. The heat is on. It's hot out there. It ain't that hot, though.
No, not yet. Not, no. Not like it's been. No, not at all.
Can't really complain. Get into this one right here. The perfect sandwich. Yes, the perfect sandwich.
The perfect sandwich.
It's time to debate and talk about the perfect sandwich.
The age-old question.
Yes. 424-2600. Feel free to call up and join this conversation. Mm-hmm. We know you got thoughts. We want to hear them. Two-thirds of Americans could eat just sandwiches for a full week and be perfectly happy.
Yeah.
That's according to a new survey that on what the perfect sandwich looks like. So I agree with that, the two-thirds part.
I totally.
We love sandwiches, and we love debating about what is a sandwich. I mean, that's how much we love sandwiches.
Is taco a sandwich?
Is a hot dog a sandwich?
Yeah, I don't know.
These great Now, but some of these results seem a little iffy. Cucumbers ranked ahead of lettuce as a topping.
Mm.
And the best condiment for a sandwich is supposedly ketchup.
What?
Yeah, I don't. Wait a minute.
Wait. What are they considering sandwiches? We still haven't figured that out.
Here are a few more stats on our sandwich preferences. Ham and turkey dominated as our favorite sandwich meats.
Mm-hmm. Makes sense.
Yeah. Wheat, sourdough, and multigrain are our top choices for bread. And whatever it is, 58% prefer it toasted. Interesting.
I have heard that is the way, because of the structural integrity of the bread after you toast it. That's why you do it.
That's why I like it. Yeah. The bread don't fall apart.
Exactly. Soggy bottom bun.
I hate that soggy bottom. And our favorite cheese to use is cheddar, followed by Swiss, American, pepper jack, and provolone.
Ooh, nice. Those are getting better. I love me some pepper jack for sure.
Yeah, those are all good.
Mm-hmm.
Our favorite veggies to toss in a sandwich are tomatoes, onions, cucumbers, lettuce, and pickles.
Mm. Yep.
What happened to lettuce's PR people are not working
going on, man? That used to be the vegetable in a sandwich was a nice piece of leaf of lettuce, you know. Mm. Go with your little mayo, not your ketchup.
I don't know. The National Lettuce Foundation. They got to get on that.
They do. What's going on, guys?
Cucumbers beating you. Yeah. The condiments that got the most votes are ketchup, again, weird, barbecue sauce, mayonnaise, honey mustard, and regular mustard.
What? Ketchup, that's just weird. Barbecue sauce, really? On a sandwich? Wow, who are they asking? I want to know. I want to know who they're asking this stuff to.
So we want to hear from everybody.
Yes,
and obviously from locals. But I know that for a fact that we've got some listeners out in Florida and in Texas, some of our southern states.
Yeah,
and if you are feel inclined, we would love to hear from you on this because I've heard from you before on this subject. Melissa, Seth and I were talking about debating about sandwiches before, about what is a sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
And the tacos, the hot dogs came up.
Yep.
And one of our listeners in Florida mentioned to me that down there that they consider a sandwich anything that folds.
Anything that folds. Well, now, that's broad.
It's very broad.
Wow.
And I don't know how if that's just a Florida thing, if that's a Southern thing. I'm not sure. But that was the way it was told to me by two different sources.
Wow. That's interesting. Okay.
So if that's the case, Yeah. Sure. Ketchup, I could see, is a big condiment because ketchup is, you know, king. It's pretty much one of the main condiments for almost anything.
Right. Yeah.
But if we're talking like Midwest sandwiches and sandwiches that we know out east and even in the West Coast to a bit, to a degree and stuff, where nobody's putting ketchup on a BLT. Maybe. No. Not many are, at least.
As far as I can tell from my, and this is, I have no data to back this up, of course. But in the Midwest, mayonnaise seems to be king, you know?
Oh, yeah.
For sandwiches, specifically, you know? And mayonnaise is used for a lot of other things, you know, like pasta salads and stuff like that in the Midwest. So it's very popular, but maybe that's just a smaller area than I thought it was. It could very well be. But, you know, and you gotta have certain things for certain meats. You know, I always thought, you know, with ham, you have, like, mustard, right?
Yeah.
Mustard goes with ham, and then with turkey, you use mayo and that kind of thing, but... I don't know. Maybe I'm just out of touch. Maybe that's what it is.
I know I am because I've gotten yelled at for this one before. I do not understand mayonnaise.
Yes, that's true.
I don't get it. There's so many.
Man, it's so versatile, though. You can use it for so many things. That's why it's good.
I know plenty of people that like it.
Yeah, it's true. It eats strong. Especially around here. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And 424-2600, you want to jump in on this one, everybody? We'd love to hear from you. Because, going back, just looking back at that article that we did before, you, Melissa, and I, when we were talking about this, 41% of people think a hot dog is a sandwich. So I think that's a big part of where this all gets mucked up.
It really does. Because people put ketchup on their hot dogs. A lot of people do. You know, even though some of us think that's, you know, disgusting and wrong. But other than...
Yeah. Do you ever sit back and look at our country, our democracy, and like we do with a lot of things, where you have this balance of pride and my God, you know, we're a young country. This was an experiment,
right?
That nobody had done anything like this before, and here we are, all these hundreds of years later, you know, and we're this country is still here. We're still standing.
We're still standing.
Empires come and go, and America is still here. And that is, my God, that is a beautiful thing that we can never normalize. We have to every day appreciate. And at the same time, how do we ever elect anybody? Like, we can't even decide what a sandwich is. We can't even figure that out.
Maybe that's the beauty of it. You know, maybe that's just
it.
We will never be able to agree on who's going to be the dictator, so we'll be okay.
We'll be all right. I love this debate, though, because it is perfect morning show material.
Oh, it's fodder.
We will never get a solid answer on this. We could keep talking about this every show from now to the end of time and never get a set answer.
So I have a question. They don't have to. I mean, it would be great if they call 424-2600, but if the people that you talk to down south, you know, folding, does that include, like, you get the New York style slice of pizza and you fold it in order to eat? Now, is that now a pizza sandwich?
Now
I want to know.
Wow.
Is that considered a sandwich now?
Just throw another monkey wrench.
I know. Sorry.
We will take a break. We'll come back and have some more fun on the morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio.
The school year is starting soon. Whether at home or in the classroom, Family Natural Foods can help support health and success. All natural products can help boost your immune health and be your first lines of defense for both you and the kids. Maybe your child needs help focusing and concentrating. Ask about natural alternatives from Terry Naturally. Prepare now for a successful, healthy school year at Family Natural Foods, West Grand Avenue, Wisconsin Rapids.
Here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time, and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot, fast, and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Bug Tussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to learn how you can get 3 months free. 877-227-0924.
The Rick Smith Show.
where working people come to talk.
When we got back from the Working Class Heroes radio tour, one of the things that people asked is, what'd you learn? As you're going through rural America, what'd you find? Found angry people, and angry for cause. But the sad reality is they've been fed decades of outrage candy, and they're angry at the wrong people. They're angry at their neighbors. They're not angry at the very wealthy where they should be. Be sure to tune in live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network, and have your voice heard.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Partly cloudy skies this afternoon with a high of 84. South winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy again tonight, lows around 61. Partly cloudy tomorrow, highs around 85. Upper 80s Thursday with a chance for scattered storms. Low 80s, a mix of clouds and sun Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 64.
All right. Let's go. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR. Locally grown radio. Seth and James here with you.
Does she walk? Does she talk? Does she come complete? My homeroom angel always pulled me from my seat. She was pure like snowflakes. No one could ever stain. The memory of my angel could never cause.
I think if this is released in 2023, it's still a hit.
I think so.
There's certain songs like that. I think this is one of them.
Timeless, I think it is a good way of putting it.
The music video was not very expensive. They didn't have a big budget for it and everything. If you remember the video, there's a scene where the drummer starts drumming, and it's like on milk. The drum head turns into milk and everything. It took them hours and hours and hours and hours to do that one little scene.
I'll bet it did.
And they almost used up their whole budget just trying to get that scene down.
They had to do it. It had to be in the video.
It is a cool part of the video, yeah. But I'm like, there's a chance that video wasn't even going to be produced because they almost ran out of money.
Wasted all their time and money.
I love 80s videos.
No, they're hilarious.
In 2023, kind of got to ask this sometimes. Do you know a lot of people who read books still? I personally do.
I do.
But
I do.
I grew up with readers, mm-hmm. and I have a lot of friends that are readers. Mm-hmm. I think of our friend around here, Terry. Terry's always reading something. Mm-hmm. Yeah. My daughters are always into reading. Mm-hmm. My mother is always reading. my sister is very similar, even when she's trying to chase around his two little wonderful monsters.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I'm still reading whenever she can. So I know a lot of them. You know a lot of readers, too.
Yes. Oh, my sister is a librarian. So, she reads a ton. Yeah. In fact, actually, I don't know how she does it. I honestly have no clue how she reads as much as she does. Because she's got, she's the director of a library.
Yeah.
That's, a busy job. She's got lots to do. So I don't know how she does it, but it's pretty remarkable.
I used to think the same thing about my mom, where she would work 40 hours a week,
mm-hmm.
Doing so much around the house and all that and everything, and three, knucklehead kids running around, and still able to read the latest Stephen King novel, like in a night.
Yes.
I don't know how, it's almost aggravating how easily some people can do
that. It's true. There's some fast readers out there, yeah.
Because I could not be the more the opposite. One, I have the minor dyslexia, certainly does.
Of course.
Add to the marathon that it is for me to try to read a paragraph sometimes. But even with that, even when I was younger, I just struggle with being able to read and having to read things over and over again. But I do love reading. And I think that one of the things that I tell people all the time, if you want to be I used to think that it was if you wanted to be a good writer reads.
Absolutely.
I think that it's the same thing with interviewing. A good interviewer listens.
Yep.
Now I still feel that way about those things, but I don't think that what I used to think, when I was younger, I used to think, every story I write, everything I do, you got to catch them right away. You got to get them right away.
Mm-hmm.
It's got to be in the first couple of sentences. I've mentioned this before, Stephen King's The Gunslinger. I wasn't really that into it, but I was flying out to California, need something to read. My mom throws me a paperback. She's like, you got to read. My sister and her have been egging me to read the Dark Tower series. This is the first book. It's like 170 pages. Oh, Gunslinger. I love the Wild West. Let's go ahead and jump in.
Sure, why not?
The Man in Black... The Man in Black crossed the desert, and the gunslinger followed.
That's the first line.
Yep, yep.
I was hooked. I read 6 novels because of those first 2 lines.
That's amazing.
Like, and I, you know, I don't regret any of it. I've read The Gunslinger twice now because I love that short story or that story so darn much.
Yes.
But to me, that's the essence of writing so much is getting them right away.
Yep.
But is it? Is it? Does it seem like all books in the world are being read by, you know, maybe people that are interested in this too? So here's the thing. We're reading just as much, but we aren't sticking with it long enough.
Hmm.
That's the issue with some people. So we're still picking up and buying books as much as we used to, maybe a little bit less, but not even a percentage.
Yeah, right. It's just a slight variance. Yeah.
But people aren't finishing what they read as much.
Hmm, interesting.
And a new report says that it takes the average person 36 minutes or 29 pages to get lost in a book. So it's not necessarily the first paragraph or even the first chapter sometimes, but it's a chapter or two before you really, okay, I'm all in. Let's go ahead and keep reading.
That's right.
But even if you aren't a book person now, you could be down the road. 7 in 10 readers say that that quote, book immersion gets easier with age.
Mm.
And here's another stat. More than half of Gen Zers and over 1/4 of men usually read books in the bathroom, which we assume, you know,
yeah.
That could be on the toilet, but it could also be in the tub.
That's true. Very true.
I do remember my mother telling us very few times in life, but every once in a while, that door is locked. I need some time.
Yes.
And she'd grab a book and she'd be in there and, you know, we'd see her in the half an hour or whatever.
Right,
you
know, Well, you know, what you said earlier about, you know, later in life kind of thing. I've got a great example. My father-in-law, you know, retired pastor, you know, when he was, you know, being active ministry, he said he did not read for pleasure at all because, you know, he had to read a lot for, you know, preaching and all that kind of study and all that sort of thing. But for him, when he retired, when he was 70, he finally retired, and he got into reading. One of the things for him that got him to do it was ebooks. And the reason is because, you know, regular books, he would open it, he would see all the words on the page, and he'd be intimidated by it.
Yeah.
So with ebooks, you can change the font size.
Mm.
So he made it bigger, so each page had less on it. And it made him less, you know, anxious about it. Mm-hmm. And now the man reads like crazy. That's he will wild. Tell you about all the stuff he's reading and stuff like that. So, yeah, even something as simple as that can cause you in later life to read more, which I thought was really cool.
That's very cool.
Yeah.
And we don't hear enough positives about ebooks. It's cool to hear something like that. I like many, many people out there and stuff, I love the feel of a book in my hands.
Right.
I personally, one of my favorite things to do is somebody gives you a book to read, you read it, and then you give it back to them, whether it's them or the library, and then you buy your own copy. But I love that copy that's been worn and it has some
right,
beat
yeah.
to it, some character to yeah, it.
There's a little tape on there or something. Yeah,
that old book smell.
Mm.
Oh, yeah, I like that. there's something about that. Now, an ebook might not be able to give you those things, but everything you were just saying, I felt a kinship to. And felt, especially with the size of the font.
Right.
That gets a very difficult for me.
Mm-hmm.
And it always has been a problem for me.
Right.
I like the idea of that, and I wonder if I would read more. Now, I see this is the other part of this, too. And you touched on this a little bit with your father-in-law.
Mm-hmm.
I read every day. I read a lot every day.
Yes.
It's just news articles.
Right, stuff like this for the show,
content.
Yeah.
My brain is always looking for content. My whole life is content.
Yeah, right.
I was joking with my dad the other day about something, and immediately I was like, I was making a mental note. I thought I was making a mental note. Oh, I could use this as a story. And my dad's like, what'd you say? I said it out loud. I didn't even realize I said it out loud.
Oh, man. Well, and for me personally, I read very little fiction anymore. I'm almost all nonfiction, the books I read, just because I'm more interested in ideas. You know, I like stories and stuff like that. Interestingly enough, if I want more drama, I'll watch, you know, like a TV show or more or audio drama. I love audio drama. Yeah. That's part of my thing. But that's why I don't care where I'm getting my book from.
Hmm.
I like ebooks because they're easier to get. and quicker and faster, and you can read them now. You know, otherwise having to go to, you know, I love libraries too, but you know, you have to like reserve the book and wait for it to come and all that kind of stuff. So I'm one of those people that's like, no, I want to read it now. So that's why I like it, because it's faster to get to whatever you want to read.
I think all books should be graphic novels. I'm joking. I'm just kidding.
Hey, that's not a bad idea.
I do like the idea of Moby Dick, the graphic novel.
Yes, it has been done. You should look that up. Yeah.
There's a couple of them that you wouldn't think that have been done.
Yeah, exactly.
Whatever the case, reading is such a vital part of life, I think.
It's one of the great joys. Being able to get those ideas, the story, to someone else. Being able to share it, because it's all about sharing that thing. And that's, to me, one of the great connectors of the human race.
I think one of the best parts of it, too, is what it does for the creative brain. How it really pushes your brain, how it can make it. Great writers read. And I don't think that's just for writing or just for, you know, quote unquote creative people. Mm-hmm. Everybody does something creative in their job. And I think that reading can help open that part of your brain up.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
We are calling on all heroes for the Civic Media Blood Donation Challenge. This is a Civic Media statewide blood donation challenge. Up and down the state, we are asking you wonderful people out there to donate if you are able.
Yes.
We understand that there was a shortage even before the pandemic, and that did not help things.
It did not.
Our country, our state is in need. Mm-hmm. We've got people out there that could really use this. So if you are able-bodied, you feel comfortable doing it, boy, we got a great opportunity for you.
Yes.
Not only do you get to put into your community, your state, we are telling you to take a selfie.
Yes.
So, I mean, that's great. A lot of people need an excuse. There you go. It's built
got
right
one right
into
now.
The contest and everything.
That's right.
But you do all that, and you're going to get a chance to win some brewer tickets, some state fair tickets, civic media gear, all with a long, you already win by just helping out your community.
Exactly.
Take that selfie of yourself donating, put it on your social media with the hashtag CivicPints. If you add the hashtag WFHR, you'll instantly win rafter tickets.
Yep, we got lots of those.
And you can also put it on the Civic Media website. Go to civicmedia.us/giveblood and upload it that way too. You cut out the middleman.
Yep, nice and easy.
But with all seriousness, we've had so many people reach out and tell us that they have been a part of this, and we greatly appreciate
everyone.
That's
so great, everybody.
This.
Yeah.
And I mentioned that a year today that we've been a part of things at Civic.
Yep.
When I say that we're proud to be a part of things and we appreciate our partnership, the way this works, it's things like this.
Absolutely.
It's pretty cool.
It's very cool, yes.
Got a local opportunity for you in Stevens Point from noon to 6:15 today over at 3201 C Main Street. Say hi to our friends at the Stevens Point Blood Donation Center.
Yeah.
Of course, you can reach out to the Red Cross as well. And we got other opportunities we'll tell you about as we continue this contest.
And
this
indeed.
Challenge.
Yes, indeed.
For now,